Well, hello and good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams. Today is Friday, Feel the Fire Friday, as I call it on Morning Motivation, and I am so happy to have you here with me. We are tackling life's everyday issues, your issues and my issues, with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. And it's all within 15 minutes, Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, so you can get to work. Each day, I tackle a new topic and I assign you a new task to complete at the end of each broadcast so that you move forward to victorious living. Our topic for today is you're next in line for your miracle. You are next in line for your miracle, a miracle, multiple miracles. And our scripture for this morning comes from 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 28 through 37. While you are getting your word ready, I remind everyone that you can learn more about me, the ministry, upcoming events, as well as hear prior powerful morning motivation broadcast on my website, and that is feelthefire.com. F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Well, by now, aren't you excited? Today is Friday. You should have your word ready. Let's go to the book of 2 Kings, chapter 4, 28 through 37. And I am reading from the KJV. Then she said, "Did I desire a son of my Lord? Did I not say, 'Do not deceive me'?" This is a Shunammite woman talking to the prophet Elijah. Then he said to Gehazi, "Gird up thy loins and take my staff in thine hand and go thy way. If thou meet any man, salute him not. And if any salute thee, answer him not again, and lay my staff upon the face of the child." And the mother of the child said, "As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee." And he arose and followed her. And Gehazi, this is Elijah's servant, passed on before them and laid the staff upon the face of the child. But there was neither voice nor hearing. Wherefore he went again to meet him and told him, meaning Elijah, saying, "The child is not awake." And when Elijah was come into the house, behold, the child was dead and laid upon his bed. He went in, therefore, and shut the door upon them twain and prayed unto the Lord. And he went up and lay upon the child and put his mouth upon his mouth and his eyes upon his eyes and his hands upon his hands and stretched himself upon the child, and the flesh of the child waxed warm. Then he returned and walked in the house to and fro, and went up and stretched himself upon him. And the child sneezed seven times, and the child opened his eyes. And he called Gehazi and said, "Call this Shunammite." So he called her. And when she was come in unto him, he said, "Take up thy son." Then she went in and fell at his feet and bowed herself to the ground and took up her son and went out. What is today's topic? You are next in line for your miracle. Over the last 2 days, I've been teaching you about miracles And we were coming from the book of 1 Corinthians 2:9, where it said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither had it entered into the heart of man, the things that God had prepared for them that love him. And so we talked about on Wednesday, I'm looking for a miracle part one. And I talked to you about miracles and being prepared for miracles. And I had you as a task, begin to confess your miracles out into the atmosphere. I taught you that you could not just think of the miracle, but you had to speak it. And we also referenced the power of life and death being in the tongue. Then on yesterday, we went to, I'm looking for a miracle part two, and I gave you steps on how to prepare for your miracle or how to stand in faith and believe that your miracle will come. So we talked about, first of all, that you had to believe that the word of God was true. And then we talked about you having to speak out that miracle. We talked about you having to stand in faith and not doubt them. Then you having to do practical or natural steps to believe that and prepare for the miracle. And I gave you the example of the pregnant woman who knows she's pregnant, regardless of whether anyone can see it or not, or whether anyone believes it or not, especially during her first trimester, but that she knows it, that it's a fact, and that she begins to prepare for it. So I talked to you about God being the ultimate judge and his declarations over your life being irreversible, non-appealable. Amen, in relation to them being taken away from you. So today is Feel the Fire Friday, where I will actually take your prayer request on air and where I will read off any testimonies and everything that have been sent to me. So we're going to focus today in prayer in agreement with you for your miracles. Now, I can tell you that on yesterday, I witnessed at least two of those miracles, and I was just elated. I mean, I called it out. One of them I had called out on Wednesday, and so I didn't see it coming to the natural on Wednesday, but on Thursday, that teaching really blessed my soul, and I reminded myself that God is faithful. God is not a man that he should lie. I'm not going to take down for that miracle. I'm not just teaching this to you, but I'm believing it myself. So I did not take down. I stood on that miracle, and guess what? I saw one of them come to pass, and I was so excited. Then I needed something else done yesterday that I had not planned on, and guess what? God did another miracle. So I'm still calling my things out into the atmosphere. And I promise you, I'm expecting some miracles today, tomorrow, Sunday, and every day. And that's what I want to come into agreement with you for. So I'm going to open the lines now. If you have a prayer request, a testimony, or a question, press 1 on your phone, and then I'll bring you live on air by calling out the last 4 numbers of your telephone number. For those of you who are tuned in online, if you have a prayer request or a testimony, you can type it in, and I'll read it over the air. I did check my inbox to see if anyone had sent me any, and I didn't see any, so I don't have any to read out. But we're going to be preparing to go into prayer now. So as we prepare, press 1 on your phone or enter it online, and then I will speak them on air before I start praying. But today, we are praying for miracles. We are believing for miracles. We are standing in agreement with you for your miracles. God is such a mighty God, and we are going to go in prayer for miracles. I hope right now, wherever you are, that you are just allowing the Lord to come into your atmosphere. You know what it is that you need from God this morning. You know what it is that you have been asking from the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Begin to just praise him. Wherever you are, begin to praise him. Don't take down. Hallelujah. God is doing a new thing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord for miracles. Thank the Lord now for miracles. Call those miracles out that you have not yet seen received in the natural. Come on, speak it out. I can't hear you. No one else can hear you unless I bring you live on air. Woo, hallelujah. Miracles are being answered. Prayers are being answered. Come on, we're about to go into prayer. Glory to Jesus. Chains are being broken. Do you feel the presence of the Lord in your home right now, on your job right now, wherever you may be, in your car right now? Come on and just bring in the presence of the Lord. Dear Lord, hallelujah. We come this morning in the name of Jesus. This is another day that you have kept us. This is another day that you have blessed us. This is another day that you have raised us. This is another day that you have given unto us. You have allowed us to arise in our right mind. You have allowed us to rise with the use of our limbs. You have allowed us to rise undefeated on the winning team. And we magnify you this morning. Father, I come in agreement with everyone listening to this broadcast right now, with everyone who will listen to this morning motivation broadcast later today, with everyone, God, who will listen over the weekend for their miracles. You said in your word, if two of us on earth shall agree as touching any one thing, then that thing shall be done. We're coming in agreement today so that word must be made manifest. You said in your word that if we would believe that we have the petition that we desired of you, then that thing shall be granted. So your word must come true, that whatever we're petitioning before you right now, every listener, Lord God, whatever it is that they have laid out before you, that the petition must be granted. Your word says, we have not because we ask not. So this morning we come asking for the miracles to come into natural fruition. So it must be so. Ooh, because your word said so. Now, Lord, we come believing with that faith, just like the Shunammite woman, that whatever we need from you, that we can come to you. We can humble ourselves before you. And we can say, I'm not going to leave your presence, just as she said to Elisha. I'm not going to leave your presence until you do this thing. Just like Hezekiah turned his face to the wall when you had told him that death was coming to his house. But he humbled himself, turned his face to the wall and prayed so fervently, so effectually, that you had to send Isaiah back to correct the edict, to correct the declaration and tell him, I've added 15 years to your life, just like Abraham bargained with you for Sodom and Gomorrah. God, Savior, woo! We come before you this morning. We need miracles, God. We need to see you do the impossible. We need to see you change the unchangeable. We need to see you bring the invisible into visibility. We need to see things happening, ladder rain coming down, doors being opened, healing taking place, financial breakthrough. God, we need homes restored. We need our joy back, our faith restored. Our ability to witness, to be a light. We need vision. We need purpose. Oh, we need salvation. We need sanctification. We need rededication. We need the Holy Spirit. We need reconciliation. We need love. We need peace. Hallelujah.
Woo, we need emotional power. We need physical power to make it not only through this day, but every day to come. Oh, we need our family saved. We need jobs, Lord God. We need transportation. We need our children restored. And in the name of Jesus, we come into agreement. We count it done this day. Miracles, miracles, miracles. Everybody listening, today is your day for a miracle. Today is your day. Not just my day, but your day. All this weekend is your day for a miracle. Come on and magnify the Lord. Say, today is my day. Speak it out loud. Today is my day. Speak it out loud. Magnify the Lord wherever you are. Wave your hands. Praise his name. Whatever you can do safely to magnify him, speak it out loud. Today is my day for a miracle. Say it again. Believe it. Say it again. Out loud, out loud, out loud, out loud. Today is my day for a miracle. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah to the Savior. If you are not saved, or if you need to rededicate, everyone else staying in a spirit of prayer, I need you to repeat after me right now. Dear Lord, I come in the name of Jesus. Ooh, I ask the forgiveness of my sins. I repent of my sins. I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. In Jesus' name, I am saved. In Jesus' name, I am rededicated. Amen. Magnify the Lord. Continue to praise him for your miracles. Speak those things out loud. For those of you who have just gotten saved or given your lives to the Lord, are rededicated, make sure that you are staying in his word. Come here with me Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Because this is food for your soul. It's hot breakfast. Just like you feed your body, you have to feed your soul to stay strong. So tune in with me Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Just call in. It's 323-870-4180. 323-870-4180. And it's just 15 minutes. But I promise you it's hot breakfast for your soul. I tackle every kind of issue. The Bible has a word for everything that happens in your life. And if you miss it live, make sure you go to the website so that you can feed your soul, feelthefire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. I post these after 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Praise the Lord. Now, our announcement and then our task. Our announcement for today is, remember, this is Feel the Fire Friday. Every Friday, I take your life, prayer requests, your testimonies. But you don't have to wait until Friday to try to come on the air to give them to me. You can go on my website Monday through Thursday, enter your prayer requests, enter your testimonies. Let me know what God is doing in your life. That encourages my soul. And or you can enter a biblical question on my website on the morning motivation page, and then I will read them on air on Friday and answer the questions, and we'll pray over your prayer request. So just go to feelthefire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com, morning motivation page, and enter those requests. Now, our task for this morning, on Wednesday, you had to call out your miracles. On yesterday, you had to prepare for the miracles. On today, it is for you to just continue to praise God for the miracle. At least one is going to manifest today. I need you to be ready. I wish I could tell you mine, but I just can't, because I'd start shouting. And I'm waiting for the others, and I'm so elated, and I'm believing with you. Make sure you go on the website and tell me your testimonies. I want to see how God has moved for you. And part two of your task this morning is for you to share this word with someone. You and I are evangelists. We are ministers of the gospel. And this is how we help other people to encourage their day. So you can just tell them, go to the website, go to thefieldoffire.com. As soon as they hit the website, they will see on the homepage, it will tell them what the topic is and how to click the morning motivation page to hear it. So please text it to someone, post it on your social media. Surely there's somebody in your life that you need to encourage today. Let them know you're next in line for a miracle. And share this word with them. We need to be doing this every day. We need to be sharing the word. And share it on Saturday. Share it on Sunday.
If you missed any of those broadcasts about a miracle, you go back and listen to Wednesday and Thursday so you'll be able to expound upon the word when you share it. All right? Have a great weekend. I will see you Monday morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Remember, what are your tasks? What's our topic? You're next in line for a miracle. What are your tasks? Praise God for the miracle you're getting one today. Share this word with someone else and go back and listen to change the moment. I'm so happy.